Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. A second wave of electronic device explosions targeting Hezbollah militants today. At least 20 people killed, many more injured, and this coming a day after several were killed, thousands injured by exploding pagers, which sources say Israel was responsible for. The Federal Reserve cutting interest rates by 0.5% today.
This is a major move, signaling the Fed's made real progress in its fight against inflation. For example, gas prices have come down considerably. It's also a sign the Fed is paying very close attention to the recently cooling jobs market, even though unemployment is still historically low. This was the last Fed decision before the election in just 48 days.
ABC News chief economics correspondent Rebecca Jarvis. This evening, the House voting down Speaker Mike Johnson's proposal to tie federal funding to a state mandate requiring proof of citizenship for voter registration. Johnson facing opposition even from within GOP ranks over spending levels. This is ABC News. The Justice Department has now filed suit against the owners of the ship that caused the deadly Baltimore Bridge collapse.
The lawsuit seeks more than $100 million in damages for the cost of rebuilding the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore, plus punitive damages. It collapsed in March after a ship owned and operated by Singapore-based companies Grace Ocean Private Limited and Synergy Marine Private Limited hit a support pillar, downing the bridge into the Patapsco River. According to the filing, the owner's conduct was outrageous and reckless, and that the ship itself was operating under conditions that were not seaworthy, including problems with its electrical systems. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
Boeing CEO says the company is going to have to start furloughing employees to save money amid a strike. Factory workers went on strike Friday seeking pay raises. Chief Executive Kelly Ortberg says executives, managers, and other employees would be required to take unpaid time off soon. Good news for world travelers. State Department says Americans can now renew their passports online instead of the mail. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Trying to find a place to stay in Green Bay for the big draft? Go to SimpleLifeRentals.com. Vacation rentals made simple. Our dedicated team of local experts have a passion for hospitality, creating seamless guest experiences for guests. Experience the NFL draft in a vacation home instead of a hotel room. With seamless check-in and check-out procedures and round-the-clock dedicated support, you'll enjoy the convenience of instant online booking at SimpleLifeRentals.com, guaranteeing you a stress-free start to your vacation. SimpleLifeRentals.com.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, WGBW.fm.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously, the best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Thursday is important for Wisconsin's hundreds of election clerks. It's the deadline to send absentee ballots to voters who have requested one. Plus, for municipalities that will be using ballot boxes, clerks can formally open them. Use of absentee ballots has surged since the start of the pandemic. You still have time to request one. After Thursday, once you request your absentee ballot, your clerk's office has 24 hours to mail it to you. Taylor Swift's endorsement of presidential candidate Kamala Harris may coincide with a 47.5% increase in Wisconsin voter registration. Taylor Swift endorsed Kamala Harris right after the presidential debate last week Tuesday. Since then, Wisconsin voter registration has seen an increase of more than 1,300, according to Vote.org. There is no evidence that Taylor Swift directly influenced this number. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers' magic number is 1. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Lemons. Milwaukee lost 5-1 to the Phillies on Tuesday, but because the Chicago Cubs also lost, the Brewers need either a win or a Cubs loss on Wednesday to clinch the NL Central and a playoff spot. With the Cubs game likely done before the Brewers take the field against the Phillies, Milwaukee could know its playoff fate before first pitch tonight. The Green Bay Packers may be without Jordan Love for a second straight game due to an MCL sprain, but Coach Matt LaFleur is ready to go with Malik Willis, who he said is prepared if they need him again.
I would say that he was pretty relatively calm throughout the course of the entire game. And, you know, when we did ask him to do certain things, he was able to go out there and execute. So that definitely gave us confidence, especially as the game wore on.
Willis threw his first career touchdown pass in the win over the Colts. The Packers take on Tennessee this Sunday at noon. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy and pleasant for tonight, with low temperatures dropping back to the upper 50s. A mix of sun and clouds tomorrow, warm and humid with highs in the mid-80s. Evening storms, some could be strong. Mostly sunny, warm, but less humid Friday. High temperatures into the low 80s.
Right now, it's 76.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll be live on location from Cheese Days in Monroe. We will bring you all the action, yodelers, and more. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who likes piña coladas but hates getting caught in the rain, Pete Schwabba.
I actually hate piña coladas, and I love getting caught in the rain. If it's a warm rain and there's no lighting. This is very exciting. We have Carl and Peggy here from the Hendricks Family Distillery in Eureka, Wisconsin. Check them out. It's a great little operation. Not little. It's a big operation. 20 miles west of Oshkosh. They do tours, the whole nine yards. This is interesting. Steve from Florida. You're Carl with a K?
Yes, that's correct.
All right. This is a crazy serendipitous occasion because Conrad spells his name with a K.
I do, yes.
His dad just texts and says, Carl with a K is an awesome name. Conrad's grandpa was Carl with a K, and Conrad's middle name is Carl with a K.
His middle name is my name. My middle name's Steven.
Hendricks Distillery in Oshkosh has to be an awesome place. I think you're right about that, Steve. That Steve says, sorry, my middle name is Carl with a K. All right, he corrected. He self-corrected. You and your dad can duke it out later. And then Paula, Conrad's mom, says, I don't like the taste or smell of coffee. To me, it tastes bitter. I much prefer chai tea.
Chai tea is good.
Mm-hmm. Chai tea is great. And I like tea, too. I mean, tea is a soothing, probably even more healthy than coffee. I think they both have a lot of antioxidants. But my mom's family, the Murphys, are all tea drinkers. And I tried to do that. I want to be a tea drinker. I think it sounds more sophisticated, too. But there's something about coffee. I just can't... I can't let go.
Well, I like the chai idea. In fact, I was thinking about making a moonshine, a chai.
Moonshine. Ooh. Now, hey, do I get commission? You thought of that on the air here, Peggy. Yeah. Whatever you say here, right, Conrad?
That's true, yes.
He doesn't know anything about okay, so let's talk. You've got these great products out there. You're getting into bourbon and all kinds of other stuff. How do your prices compare to, like, what you would buy in the store? Like, if I went in to buy a bottle of Tullamore Dew, what would that cost me at your facility, or if I bought it from you guys?
Okay, I think we are lower price than most distilleries. We just come out with some whiskey, and I know there's other craft distilleries around us. And I've had people come in, they go, well, this distillery not too far from us, you know, they charge like $9 more. Our vodka, I think, is also less expensive. And also in the stores, you know, it's really hard. Wisconsin is a three-tier state, meaning I can sell product out of the distillery with our state license, but to get into a grocery store or a bar, you have to go through a distributor.
Okay.
And the distributor goes to a retailer, three-tier pricing. And, you know, I mean, I love our distributor. It's General Beverage, and they do service the whole state of Wisconsin, so everybody asks for pure class vodka because you can get it. But the thing is that... you really got to sell to them very inexpensive. We knew what we wanted to see it on the shelves for, and so we have to price accordingly. So basically, when you sell to your distributor, you know, the people making the product is not the people making the money, I can tell you that.
Yeah, that's interesting. So are you better off just doing like kind of like what Spotted Cow does or something, is making people come to you and having such a great reputation that you don't need the distributors, or do you always need
I think you always need a distributor, but we do over half our sales basically does come from the distillery, people coming out for tours, people coming out purchasing, you know, and things. So, you know, going over the last 3 years, I would say just a touch over our income does come from, you know, inside sales at the distillery.
Interesting. So, and I would assume anyway that people really want to support local, a local operation.
We hope so.
Small business and try. I mean, I know I would pay a few bucks extra. I can't pay double the price, but I would pay $5 extra for if it helps somebody locally, I think.
Right. But I think our products are very reasonably priced, and I think they are on the low side. In fact, that's what our banker keeps telling me.
He wants you to raise the
price.
Yeah. Where can people find out more information about the Hendrick's Distillery?
Look us up on Facebook, Hendrick's Family Distillery or Pure Class Vodka. And our website is pureclassvodka.com.
If you're a purist and you like to me, I always like whiskey by itself, oftentimes neat if it's good stuff. How should people drink vodka? I know there are some that drink it straight up. But what do you add to it that you don't take away from the purity of the experience, if you will?
Okay. For me, Pure Class is so smooth. Really, most vodkas people don't drink straight up. A lot of people do drink our Pure Class vodka straight up or on the rocks.
Wow.
And I am a beer drinker, but when I do drink vodka, I like it with water.
Okay. Just a little bit of water, a splash. Rocks or
oh, yes. I like rocks. Okay. I like things ice cold.
Yeah. What about you, Carl?
I think just chilled.
Just chilled. Yep. Chilled vodka. Lime? Lemon? Is that okay?
Of course.
Will you look down at people that...
Of course. Okay. Not. Whatever, however you wanted.
Yeah.
I think a saying that my brother likes to say is that Pure Class mixes well with everything but decision making.
I love it. That should be on the bottle. That's great. When I was a kid, when I was in high school up in Marinette, I worked at a McDonald's. And by the time my shift was over, the first few times I would make a burger and it was great. After about a month, I never wanted to see another McDonald's hamburger. Is it the same way with when you're around booze all day? Or is it just like, or are you kind of like, oh, I think I'm going to try that tonight?
to me, you obviously need to treat it like a business. And I think it's because it's so available, you need to make sure that, you know, for me anyways, that you're not getting off in the woods and, you know, getting down in a path where you're having a problem with alcoholism or something like that.
Sure.
I think we keep it pretty clean. We're not, you know, in there drinking all the time. It's a business, yeah. You know.
You guys, I noticed you had on your website, let me see if I can find that, a light vodka. So, but it was like half the calories and a third of the alcohol?
It's 50 proof instead of 80. And yes, regular vodka has 90 calories, I think, and our light has 60.
Okay.
And basically, the boys came up with that idea because we live on the Fox River, and we take Sundays off, and I like to go boating. My husband goes, Peggy, when we stop at a bar, you can't be buying the cheapest beer. You got to drink your product. Well, I didn't know what to drink it with, but I found out that day I love vodka and water. So I tell my husband the next day, oh, you're right. I'm switching over from beer to vodka and water. Gets all bad, and he goes, no more vodka for you. You know, you go back to beer. And come to find out, that day on the boat, I was drinking the vodka and water like a beer. And I'm a fast drinker. Okay.
Oh, boy.
So that's when the boys said, well, let's make Ma a light vodka. So we have our 50 proof. And I'll tell you, in the last few years, though, the light sales have really picked up.
Okay.
Amazingly. So, you know, our black bottle, the Pure Class vodka, will always be our number one seller, but the light is really catching on in a lot of places.
And it still has enough alcohol where you'd feel it, right?
I mean, it's correct. Not like, okay. You still got to treat it right.
Okay.
And the bottle's beautiful. It's our black bottle, but it's a beautiful sky blue color instead.
Oh, that works too. Were you going to say something, Carl?
No.
Okay. I was telling you guys before, we talk about movies and TV and comedy and music a lot on this show.
and that every cop show, I love cop shows, I love mysteries, true crime, whatever, they're always pouring a gorgeous looking glass of brown whiskey. And I don't have, like I said, I haven't given up alcohol forever, but I am kind of enjoying this lull in my life. But what's a great TV show for vodka? What does vodka go good with?
Sports? Everything except decision making.
I guess I already answered that.
No, but Carl.
What was the question again? What type
well,
of
let's
show?
Do this. We talked about this a little bit. What kind of show goes great with whiskey?
I started rewatching The Ranch. And so I watched it many years ago, and I just started over and started watching it. And they're constantly out on their front porch drinking whiskey. And then it leads me to also want a whiskey when I'm watching it, it seems like. But
here's my issue with shows like The Ranch and drinking whiskey. I just watched, I didn't like Yellowstone, but I liked the prequels to it, 1883 and 1923. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Those I thought were amazing. But when they do that, when I watch a show like Ray Donovan or Bosch, a cop show in LA or Boston or whatever, and they're pouring, I know it's good whiskey. Back then, what was the whiskey like? Was it like paint thinner, or what were they drinking back then?
I got to assume it was pretty rough.
Pretty rough. Because that makes me not, I'm like, ooh, I don't know if I'd want to drink that. I'm kind of a whiskey snob, you know?
I had a friend of mine, he just got back from over in Europe, and I can't remember, but he took a picture, and somebody found a case of whiskey that is 150 years old. And this is unopened. I told him, can you imagine what that would taste like? I mean, I would imagine back in the day, that spirit just had to be so harsh to begin with.
Yeah.
You know, and sitting in the bottle isn't going to do anything to it. You know, it's not going to make it worse, but...
Would it make it better?
I don't know. I wouldn't think so.
Okay. I don't know either. Whiskey, neat on the rocks, or what would you add something to it?
I like it neat.
I do too. What about you, Peggy?
Yes, I do too.
Neat, okay. When we first moved back to Marinette, my mother-in-law was dating a guy, very nice guy, and I was into really good scotch and whiskey at the time. I was spending probably more than I should have been. And I bought a bottle home to my mother-in-law's house. And she said, we were just having, it was the cocktail hour. And I asked her boyfriend, I said, do you want some whiskey? And he goes, oh, sure. And I poured it and it was, good stuff. And he takes a Coke and pours it into, I'm like,
what are you doing?
You can use Kessler for that. Don't compromise this gorgeous product,
Right.
I don't know. You guys, this was really fun. I wish you luck. It sounds like you don't need it. You're jamming. Keep up the great work. It was really
thanks,
fun of you.
Pete.
And thank you so much.
Well, thank you.
If you're watching on the stream, check it out. Pure Class Vodka. The bottle alone will make you want to, even if the vodka's bad, you got to buy it for the packaging. But I'm sure it's not. Very nice. Thank you, guys. Okay.
Thank you
for your time.
It was a pleasure.
Well, thanks, Pete.
Anytime.
Thank you.
Let's do it again. All right. That's Peggy and Carl from the Hendrix Family Distillery. Check them out in Eureka, Wisconsin. They do tours, all kinds of stuff out there. It sounds like a lot of fun. Check it out. And we will be back. We'll do our Tommy Lee Jones thing when we come back.
Okay.
Conrad, what do you say?
Sounds good.
That's going to make me want to drink whiskey. All right. This is Pete Schwab and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Wake up. Breakfast. And Nature Made vitamins. Whatever your morning sounds like, Nature Made fits right in. Whether you're looking for vitamin C or a multivitamin to get key nutrients, we've got you covered. Now that's a good morning. We take care of you so you can take on your day. Start your day with Nature Made, the number one pharmacist recommended vitamin and supplement brand. Based on a survey of pharmacists who recommend branded vitamins and supplements.
It's time to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new Text to Win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Get ready to go for the greener gold with your local Civic Media radio station.
Here's to celebrating everyone's favorite time of year in Wisconsin with all our arty, fun-loving, foodie, feasting fall events. There's Kohler Food and Wine, Aaron's Art on Wheels at Road America, Red Cliff Cultural Days, Holy Hill Art and Craft Fair, and the Fests. Wassa's Ginseng Fest, Warren's Cranberry Fest, Bayfield Apple Fest, Milwaukee Film Fest. Whew. There's a whole lot of fall fun to be had in Wisconsin. Find more events at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
Some big ideas being shared at the Cap Times Idea Fest in Madison. Civic Media is proud to be a part of it and will broadcast the one-on-one discussion with Liz Cheney. Hear why the former Republican Party leader does not support Donald Trump and more on Friday, September 20th at 7:30 p.m. Coverage featuring Liz Cheney live from Idea Fest, Friday night, September 20th at 7:30 on your local Civic Media radio station.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
So we're just talking whiskey, vodka, booze, and coffee. They all go so well together. Have you ever had a cup of coffee like late at night, Conrad? Oh, what are you doing? Like, look up, he's gone. I really thought you took a powder that time.
I mean, there's some times in college where I needed to finish assignment and I was really tired. So I would just pound one.
You want to hear something crazy? I've had coffee at night so I could watch a movie. And I felt kind of weird about it, but then I had a buddy, Frank Thompson, who's been on this show. He told me one night years ago, he made a whole pot of coffee because he was going to stay up all night and read Mary Shelley's Frankenstein. And I'm like, oh, that's kind of cool. Just making coffee, staying up all night, reading a book. I don't read books anymore, sadly. I know I'm admitting that. I used to be a big reader, but I have no attention span anymore. So I thought, you know, but I have done that. Like, I really wanted to get through like a 3-hour movie. I'd make a cup of coffee kind of before that. So anyway, yeah, I was seriously, these are two of my favorite things to put into my body are whiskey and coffee. So this is great. This is great radio, baby. And we learned a lot about your family tonight, Conrad, with all you guys have an obsession with the letter K that is unprecedented.
What my dad didn't mention is also that when Carla texts in, you know, my aunt.
Yeah.
Her name starts with a K as
yes.
well.
Yes.
And then her son, my cousin, Colin with a K.
But your friend Kevin spells it with a C.
I've never seen a long wolf. I have never seen that. Isn't that like seven?
Seven Kevin?
I don't know. It
spelled
sounds
a little differently, but
it looks weird if there was a C.
Oh, that would
Kevin.
Look really strange. Yeah, for sure. All right. So I sent you this article. I don't know if you had a chance to look at it, but this kid, he's 13. He holds the record now for having the biggest hands and the biggest feet in the world. His shoe size at 13 is 23. That like dwarfs Shaq's foot.
Yeah, that's got to be hard to shop for.
Well, they said they had to have custom shoes made. It cost them a lot of money. $1,500 for a pair of size 23 shoes.
Does he get them every year?
If that were my kid, I'd say those have to last you till you're 20, $1,500 a pop. No, I would imagine, yeah, that he, but come on, you can't make a pair of shoes for less than $1,500. That seems kind of like gouging.
Well, I'm thinking the people who made it probably only made it for like $10 too.
Right. But gave some lame story.
Yeah.
All right. So also this week, the show MASH dropped, which we just had, was it Jenna Watkins last week?
Yeah.
Who
I have no idea. Jenna could be 22 or 30, whatever. She's a young woman. And I was surprised when she said MASH was her favorite show. I thought that was really cool. And MASH is arguably the most famous TV show of all time. It came along at the right time in the late 60s and ran through the 80s, kind of at the heyday of network sitcoms. So it very well could be maybe the most famous TV show of all time. Dropped this week, as did Home Improvement in 1991 and Spin City in 1996. That was Michael J. Fox's show after Family Ties. And I checked out an episode recently of Family Ties just to see if it holds up. It kind of did and kind of didn't. But I never watched Spin City, so I don't know anything about Spin City. But we're going to pivot here now because Sarah Enwald will be here. She is the festival director of Cedarburg Festivals, and we're going to talk about their Wine and Harvest Fest. So if you're drunk with love from whiskey and vodka talk, we're going to switch gears and do some wine talk and have your coffee ready. But Tommy Lee Jones is celebrating a birthday this week. He's 78. He's had a very interesting life. He was Al Gore's roommate at, I want to say, Yale. And they were good friends. And Al Gore obviously went on to be vice president. Then he, you know, he won the popular vote, but technically, but thanks to the Electoral College, lost to George Bush. And Al Gore conceded admirably. But haven't heard much from him lately. But Tommy Lee Jones was his college roommate. Tommy Lee Jones is... when he is in the right role, he's one of my favorite actors to watch. He's got that kind of Texas frontier slang and cool, chill attitude. Kind of masculine, but not douchey, you know. Big Tommy Lee Jones fan. We have the opening narration here. This is from one of my favorite films, No Country for Old Men, where Tommy Lee Jones plays a sheriff, and he's basically commenting at the beginning of the show as to how kind of sheriffing and policing the open plains in the 1980s got much more difficult. This is the opening narration of No Country for Old Men.
I was sheriff of this county when I was 25 years old. Hard to believe. My grandfather was a lawman, father too. Me and him were sheriffs at the same time, him up in Plano and me out here. I think he's pretty proud of that. I know I was. Some of the old-time sheriffs never even wore a gun. A lot of folks find that hard to believe. Jim Scarborough never carried one. That's the younger Jim. Gaston Borkins wouldn't wear one up in Comanche County. I always like to hear about the old-timers. Never missed a chance to do so. You can't help but compare yourself against the old-timers. Can't help but wonder how they'd have operated these times. There's this boy I sent to the electric chair at Huntsville here a while back. My arrest and my testimony. He killed a 14-year-old girl. Papers said it was a crime of passion, but he told me there wasn't any passion to it. Told me that he'd been planning to kill somebody for about as long as he could remember. Said if they turned him out, he'd do it again. Said he knew he was going to hell. Be there in about 15 minutes. I don't know what to make of that. I surely don't. The crime you see now, it's hard to even take its measure. It's not that I'm afraid of it. I always knew you had to be willing to die to even do this job. But I don't want to push my chips forward and go out and meet something I don't understand. Man would have to put his soul at hazard. He'd have to say, okay.
Oh, I cut off. He'd have to say, okay, I'll be part of this world. That is a great monologue. And you've got the crazy cow compressor air thing happening right there, too. That is great stuff. All right, coming up next on Nightlight, we have Sarah Enwald. She is the festival manager for Festivals of Cedarburg, and she's going to tell us all about Wine and Harvest Festival. We'll do that next after award-winning news here at Civic Media. I'm Pete Schwab, this is Nightlight.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. A second wave of electronic device explosions targeting Hezbollah militants today. At least 20 people killed, many more injured, and this coming a day after several were killed, thousands injured by exploding pagers, which sources say Israel was responsible for. The Federal Reserve cutting interest rates by 0.5% today.
This is a major move, signaling the Fed's made real progress in its fight against inflation. For example, gas prices have come down considerably. It's also a sign the Fed is paying very close attention to the recently cooling jobs market, even though unemployment is still historically low. This was the last Fed decision before the election in just 48 days.
ABC News chief economics correspondent Rebecca Jarvis. This evening, the House voting down Speaker Mike Johnson's proposal to tie federal funding to a state mandate requiring proof of citizenship for voter registration. Johnson facing opposition even from within GOP ranks over spending levels. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. More than 24 people are hurt after an accident at an apple orchard. It happened in Chippewa Falls Wednesday during a school trip. The Chippewa County Sheriff says two tractor-pulled hay wagons crashed into each other. People have anywhere from minor to serious injuries, with at least three of them having life-threatening injuries. An air quality alert for some parts of the state. 13 southern Wisconsin counties have air deemed unhealthy for certain groups Wednesday night. That means people with asthma, heart issues, kids, and the elderly may have a tougher time breathing if they're outside for too long. If you live in the southern part of the state, you may have noticed that haze. We have had lots of these advisories last summer because of the wildfires in Canada. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Appleton International Airport broke ground on a 100-acre business park yesterday. The Appleton Airport Business Park will have space for 10 hangars and other facilities for aerospace companies. The first phase of the $3.9 million expansion, primarily funded by a grant from the U.S. Economic Development Administration, is expected to be completed by July of 2025. The rain in Oshkosh is over. New Berlin has been crowned as the new home for the Miss Wisconsin Scholarship Pageant. The competition bids farewell to the Alberta Kimball Auditorium in Oshkosh after 61 years, with the organizers announcing its relocation to New Berlin in 2025. The pageant will be June 18th to the 21st at the New Berlin West Performing Arts Center. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy and pleasant for tonight, with low temperatures dropping back to the upper 50s. A mix of sun and clouds tomorrow, warm and humid with highs in the mid-80s. Evening storms, some could be strong. Mostly sunny, warm, but less humid Friday. High temperatures into the low 80s.
Right now it's 73.
From the lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you, and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live.
Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Dom Selvia.
Next time, my union buddy Earl Ingram Jr. will join me in studio. We'll talk about the lack of a Teamsters endorsement. Plus, can the GOP keep the government open? Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Craig checks in on the stream and says, Pete, the iced pumpkin latte at Starbucks is stupid good. And he spelled stupid, S-T-O-O-P-I-D. I know he did that on purpose. Craig is a teacher and a very intelligent man, but it's just funny to me that someone would misspell the word stupid, be it on purpose or accidentally. Either way, very funny. Okay, very excited to move on in the show here. We talked about spirits in the first hour. Booze, that is, not ghosts, although we've talked about ghosts in the past, too. But now we're going to switch to Wine and Harvest. The Wine and Harvest Festival is this weekend in Cedarburg, Wisconsin. And joining me now on the show is Sarah Enwald. She's the festival manager for Festivals of Cedarburg. And right now she's on Nightlight. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, how are you?
Good. I like the baseball hat. Very, I'm working hard, I'm still working sort of look. I'm digging it.
Well, it is actually one of our pieces of merchandise that we'll have this weekend at Wine and Harvest Festival.
Oh, so you're a walking billboard. I love it. That's fantastic.
I am, yeah.
You got to wear that merch, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
How are you, Sarah? It's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. I'm doing well. We are in the thick of the planning and the prep time, so I know we've scheduled this, but I would be working this late, so... This worked in fine with my schedule.
Well, we'll do a quick talk and then we'll get you back to work here. It's great to have you.
Thanks.
You've got a big festival coming up, the Wine and Harvest Fest. Why is it called that? And tell us about it. Obviously, I assume there's wine, but I have assume also it has something to do with fall. But explain, please.
There is so much happening. So Wine and Harvest Fest started actually 50 years ago. It's our golden anniversary.
Nice.
And it started at the Cedar Creek Settlement. We have Cedar Creek Winery that is located in the settlement, and so hence the wine. And, you know, harvest time and harvesting the wines, and they all kind of work together. So this time of year is a perfect time to have the Wine and Harvest Festival.
That is really cool. And all these words you just said, Cedar Creek Winery, harvest, it just like screams fall.
It does.
Pumpkins and leaves changing in a river in grandma's house. It's great.
So it's funny that you say that because we actually will have pumpkins in our creek. We will have giant pumpkins that people go into and they race for charities. And then we'll have mini pumpkin races where you can buy a pumpkin and dump it down our creek and they race down the creek and you can win money.
Oh, that's fun. All right. So tell us what else is there. It sounds like that would be something for kids. I assume the wine is the adult stuff, but you have pumpkin races. What else do you offer like families or people that attend?
That I really am happy that you brought that up because Wine and Harvest Festival, while it's a great fest and we bring in people of all ages, it doesn't really read family friendly. We do have a beautiful park in Cedarburg called Cedar Creek Park, and we have dubbed that Family Fall Fest. And so that is where you're going to find all of the fun family events, but it's also like a mini festival in that location. So we have food trucks and vendors and entertainment. We have a live mermaid. We have baby kangaroos. We've got bumper boats. I mean, so
baby
we've
kangaroos?
Got lots of fun things. Yeah. Yep. We have baby kangaroos.
How'd you get your hands on? You got a kangaroo guy? How'd you line that up?
You know, funny enough, people are really excited to be in this festival. We have grown leaps and bounds over the last, you know, several decades, and it just keeps getting bigger, and the word keeps getting out of what a great festival it is and a great community. And so people knock down our doors to get into the festival.
Wow. So does it cost money to get into the festival?
No.
Okay.
No, it is a free festival. Obviously, beer, wine, food.
Sure.
You know, but they're actually pretty decent prices when you consider some of the big festivals around the Milwaukee area. We're still quite competitive for our food and beverage prices. And, you know, this festival brings in anywhere between 80 and 100,000 people over a 2-day
Oh my gosh.
Weekend.
Wow.
Yeah, for a city that is home to about 12,000 people, it's a big event. And I mean, this is the smaller of our two main festivals. Strawberry Fest is in June, and that brings in upwards of 140,000 for the weekend.
Holy smokes. Wow. Yeah. So you got your work cut out for you. That's impressive.
I do. Yeah.
Okay. So you got the kangaroos, the pumpkin races. That all sounds like a blast. What kind of food are we looking at Wine and Harvest Fest?
So we have everything from turkey legs and harvest brats. So we partner with Foxtown Heritage Meats. They're doing our special official harvest brat. We have food trucks of every kind of cuisine that you could want. A continental breakfast put on at the settlement on Sunday. We have a food court on the north end. We have a food court at the south end. We have a food court at the park. So if you can't find something to eat or drink, you aren't looking hard enough. because at every 10 feet or so, we'll have, you know, food and beverages. We partner with a lot of different local groups, fundraising groups, who will run the lemonade booths, or we have harvest pie booths. And so portion of the proceeds and portion of the tips go directly to those groups. We really try to stay in our community and support our community from the inside out. Nice. Festivals of Cedarburg is a nonprofit. We are not associated with the city, even though the name is in it. We're a 501c3. So we run on our own, but we partner with groups throughout the community, the county and beyond, to really, you know, support other local profits, nonprofits.
So 50 years, how long have you been associated with the festival?
I came on board officially July of 22.
Oh.
I was a volunteer for a couple of years. I've been in Cedarburg since 2008, grew up in the Milwaukee area, but we moved out here in 2008. This is my third Wine and Harvest Festival that I've been managing with our illustrious executive director, Patrick Curran. And then we have another festival coordinator, and it's just the Three Musketeers. That is it.
Wow.
It's just the three of us running these shows. So
my guest is Sarah Enwald. She is the director, festival manager for Festivals of Cedarburg. And she joins us here to discuss. This is Wine and Harvest Festival in Cedarburg this weekend, September 21 and 22. What are the hours, Sarah?
So Saturday we open at 10 a.m. and our main vendor area stays open until 6 p.m. Our main stage area, Foxtown Brewery sponsored main stage where music, beer, things like that stays open till 9 o'clock on Saturday. And then the festival runs 10 to 5 on Sunday.
Wow. That sounds like a really good time. Are there a lot of kids that try to get their hands on fake IDs to do some wine sampling? You have security?
Actually we don't have a problem with it. We do have,
you just serve like, them?
Yeah, exactly. Here, shush, don't tell anyone. Yeah. No, so all of our beer booths are staffed by licensed bartenders, and so you know we're very careful, and thankfully we really actually haven't had any problems with it.
That's great. All right, so tell me, before we let you get out of here, tell me the best thing about living in Cedarburg.
The close knit community. Although it's a double edged sword. My lifelong friends have grown from being in this area. I have four children who I raised here, and we really have built a life, and it's walkable, and everyone is really well connected, and it's a really lovely place to live. It's beautiful, it's picturesque, people are nice. We've got really good restaurants and shops and entertainment, and it's just, again, it's growing. The art scene here is amazing. And again, every year it keeps getting better and better.
When you say the arts scene, you mean like paintings and drawings, not a bunch of guys named Art that have formed.
I think that's the arts are at about 5 to the population.
That's a good community. I'm just saying.
Yeah, exactly. We have an art museum here. We have a cultural center. We have, businesses that have live music throughout the year. So it really is a very art-focused community.
Oh, that sounds like it. That's great.
Yeah,
What is the worst thing about living in Cedarburg? If you had to pick something, too many arts.
That we're so close to everyone. Everyone knows your business, so it like I said, it's a double-edged sword. Everyone is like one degree of separation, but I think really for me, I just would like a little bit more diversity in the food selections up here. You know, having to drive half hour down into Milwaukee to get some decent, you know, Indian or something like that is kind of rough. But other than that, it's great.
I live in the Marinette area, and there is no shortage of cheeseburgers, Sarah.
Right.
But I'm with you. Indian food is miles. I might as well go to India because I'm not finding it there. But these little communities are great, and they're very easy to live in, I will say, for the most part.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sarah with an H, by the way, before we let you get out of here. Before we let you get out of here, what are you watching on TV? Let's say you get home tonight, you've planned, you're dog tired, and the festival's ready to go, and you get to watch a little bit of color television. What are you putting on the tube?
Well, I am more of a podcast girl, but I just finished binging The Serpent Queen. I am all about historical dramas, and that one's just top notch.
And what's it called?
The Serpent Queen.
Okay.
It is like 15th century England.
Oh, wow.
France, you know, period pieces.
Do you like medieval festivals?
I not really.
They kind of creep me out.
I'd much rather just, my husband and my kids love it and they go to Ren Faire, but that's great. They can spend the day down there and I get to stay home and listen to my podcast.
Here's how times have changed. Thank God. Mm-hmm. When I was in college, a bunch of guys went to one of those medieval places where you get like a 7-course meal. And one guy says, oh, it was great. You get to call the waitress a wench. I'm like, ooh, nice. Okay. Yeah, That's what he took away from the experience. Not the food, not the costumes. I'm like, what has this guy got going on in his life?
Probably doesn't age well, that joke.
So. No, I'm sure it doesn't. I wouldn't let him forget about it, though. Sarah, thank you so much. Have fun. Wine and Harvest Festival is this weekend in Cedarburg. The gates open at, was it 10 a.m. on Saturday?
10 a.m. 10 a.m. Saturday and Sunday.
All right. Fantastic. It's this weekend. Have a great festival. Don't be
so
a stranger.
Much,
come back
me.
When the Strawberry Festival is happening.
Well, so 2 weeks from now, we have Oktoberfest. So have me back and we can talk about
that. I will have
you
back. We expect a couple of comps, though. Conrad and I will road trip down there. We got one of those motorcycles with the sidecar. Yep. That's how we travel. So
we have plenty of steins waiting for you guys. So okay. That'd be great.
Thanks, Sarah. Good luck. Have a great festival.
Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
All right. That's Sarah. And we'll check out Wine and Harvest Festival this weekend in Cedarburg. She is the festival manager for Festivals of Cedarburg. And she's a fun guest. Let's have her back for a Rocktoberfest, as they say in the radio business. Did you not know that, Conrad?
I didn't know.
This is pretty cool. We got a lot of new stuff coming into the studio here. We're going to have more phone lines. We're getting, I don't even know what half this stuff is called. I kind of feel like a novice. Like sometimes engineers, like Casper's not like this. Chris Casper is a great dude, and Corey and all those guys. But like sometimes I feel like I don't want to ask them what something is because they'll just look at you like they expect you to know. But not those guys. You know what I mean? Like they're cool.
Yeah.
Did you ever get like that around like tech people?
I'd say going into Best Buy and going to the Geek Squad.
Yeah.
They look at you like you're dumb.
Yeah.
If you don't know something. You're like, I don't know how to fix this. Can you please do it? And they just look at you like, really?
You still have an iPhone 10? Yeah, sorry. It still works. All right. So we've got, what are we going to do? We got clips. We got text. I got to read some text. I got to catch up. We got a Steady Eddie text I want to get to. Don't let me forget that. I won't forget it though, because I saw it. Sometimes people text right at the end of the show. And then I like, you know, all right. We're coming back. This is Nightlight with Peach Wabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Hi, this is Jim Schmidt, your former mayor of Green Bay. You know, I've always cared about local issues. I still do. Join me on my new show, Lean Local, here on WGBW. I'll interview community leaders and elected officials, discuss the economy and development projects, and we'll talk about the future of education here in Greater Green Bay. As they say, all politics is local. So join me for Lean Local, Sunday at 1 p.m. on the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 WGBW.
The green and gold tailgating, the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965 following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Two, one, two, three, four.
Tomorrow night on the show, it's Thursday. That means it's 6:35. We do our popcorn pick of the week. We will give you a movie title you can watch and enjoy some lovely popcorn too. And David Desimone will be here at 7:05. David is a very interesting guy. He's going to talk about Victorian spiritualism. He runs the he runs an estate in Lake Geneva that I cannot find the name for right now. There it is. The Black Point Estate in Lake Geneva. And he's going to talk about Victorian spiritualism. As I understand it, there's a little bit of a spooky aspect to it, too. So David will be here tomorrow night at 7:05 after our popcorn pick of the week. And all kinds of other fun stuff, too. On the text line, Carla from Baraboo, Aunt Carla. Wow, the whole Krieger family tonight. This is fun. And all with yes. K. There's more K's than I know what to do with. Right now, she says, yes, definitely K is in the Krieger family. From Aunt Carla and my son Colin with a K, heard my name as I got on the Civic Media app a little late joining the show. And she says, thanks, Conrad. Carla, what did Conrad do? Except sort out all the...
Yes.
You've been a good conduit, Conrad, for your whole family's K issues. So how did that start? What's the deal? Did it just kind of like snowball or what?
You know, I kind of forgot what, to be honest.
Yeah. It's a thing, though. It's definitely
I don't know,
a thing.
Just one name after another.
Yeah, it works.
Yeah.
Steady Eddie texts in from the 608 and says, Pete, I also drink Pete's coffee. Good stuff. Sometimes I get Starbucks when it's on sale. I make my own. Same here, buddy. Pete, is it true you have a slightly younger 1-minute twin brother who your mom and dad named Repeat? You know what? Every good thing I said about Steady Eddie, let's take that back. Really, Steady Eddie? A repeat joke? But he put the funny emojis, making kind of a Steady Eddie saying, look, I know that's kind of a silly joke, but he says, sounds like a comedy team, and then in an MC voice, and now, ladies and gentlemen, introducing the comedy stylings of Pete and Repeat Schwabba. With a name like Schwabba, they got to be funny. All right, I am challenging Steady and Eddie.
Steady and Eddie.
Steady and... Oh, there's another comedy team. What do you think about that, Steady Eddie? Steady and Eddie. We'll take... We'll do like a pool wrestle with Pete and Repeat. Somewhere in the infinite multiverse, it could happen. Some In fact, now that I've written it down, I believe Pete and Repeat must now come into existence. Pete, I may have had too much caffeine today, but I have not had any whiskey or wine. I swear, I don't believe you, Eddie. I love Steady Eddie's text. That's great. I am in such desperate need of a haircut. Have you ever, you got a haircut today?
I did, yes.
It looks very, I thought maybe you were doing basic training or something. It's a great haircut. It's high and tight. And you kind of got the Bill Murray cut from Stripes. Like, and I don't know if that was a contractual thing. Like everybody on Stripes came out with like no hair. And then Bill Murray still had enough like to comb it a little bit. Like he told them he didn't want to totally cut his hair off. That's kind of what you got working there. But it looks good.
Well, see, when someone, well, they blew, like blow dry my hair, you know, after. Yeah. And when they do that, it makes my hair really like puffy. So that's why it's high. It's never really, it's never usually that. No.
You typically would not have hair that high is what you're saying.
I don't blow dry my hair, so that's...
Is it freestanding?
You know, they put gel in it today.
Okay.
But
that's freestanding. There's no wires or anything, though. That's natural, Conrad. No, it looks good. How much do you pay for a haircut? Can I ask that?
I spent $34 today.
$34?
Yeah.
I do 25. That includes tip in Marinette. See, that's one of the perks.
Well, I included my tip as well.
Yeah, but still, that's almost, it's almost a sawbuck more.
Well, in a place in Milwaukee I went to, it was 42 without tip.
What, for $42, they'd better do a lot more than cut your hair.
Well, they wash it. They give you a massage.
I hope a full body massage for that kind of money.
But do you want to hear something funny? Is they went out of business.
Of course. Nobody. Here's what I'm doing, though. I have a great girl, Melissa, who cuts my hair at Salon Nevea in Marinette. Check them out. They do a great job. I just, my schedule has not allowed me to get in and see her. So, you know, I do this TV gig on PBS. Or if I come here at night and I'm on the stream, people are going to see me. My hair has to look somewhat presentable. So I've been cutting it myself.
No, you haven't.
I have. Just little, like when something poofs out, I cut it off. And I know that's risky, but I have the kind of hair where during the day I can just put a baseball hat on and nobody knows. And then when I show up here, it's like, well, big whip. I put some gel in it and just push it back and nobody knows. See, you didn't know.
I didn't know you cut your own hair. That's for sure.
I don't typically, but when I get when I get in a jam, that's what I do.
I actually had, when I was in college during COVID, and we were stuck in the house. I had one of my roommates cut my hair because it got so long
that
I could actually, I could put it in a man bun. That's how long
I had that man bun going too during COVID.
Honestly, he looked at a YouTube video. It was a little rough around the edges, but overall it wasn't terrible.
Wow. And how much did he charge you?
Well, so he didn't charge me anything.
$94.
I think I gave him a case of beer or something.
That's still a lot, depending on the beer.
Well, we split it, so. Okay. But he got all that stuff from his mom, was like, I'm cutting my own hair and then I'll cut yours. And I'm like, all right, no one's going to see me anyways.
COVID, it was okay to do that. You could do whatever. I grew a mustache during COVID. I'd never had a mustache in my life. And then I let my daughter straighten my hair. I said, if you guys let me just sit here and watch John Prine videos, because he had just passed away. He's one of the first COVID deaths. I said, you can straighten my hair. She got a flat iron out. I look ridiculous. The pictures are on Facebook. Check them out. All right. This was fun. We had a good time here. Good guest tonight. We'll be back again tomorrow night to do it all over again, statewide from downtown Green Bay. Thank you to the Hendricks family for swinging by the studio. Thank you to Sarah Enwald. And thank you for all your texts about coffee. On behalf of Conrad, I'm Pete Schwabba. This has been Nightlight. We'll be back tomorrow night. Good night, Wisconsin.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matinee on Air.
John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
On Thursday's show, Kirk Graves and Zeb Metzler join us from a local production of the Rocky Horror Picture Show that will open at the Tarleton in a few weeks.
And Pat Tracy from Discover Oshkosh is in to share the events coming up this weekend.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah,
That was a lot better than the original person.
Oh my gosh. I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now I know, now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's tugging on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.